Good morning, Big Tower. We're doing a little bit of a fucking handy dandy thing here. What I'm doing is get rid of that. What I'm doing is I'm trying to adjust for a particular. Hello, I'm from Hiroshima. Fuck. Okay, we'll just get that up to there. We'll get that to there. We'll just get everything to now that I've completely fucked it, but anyway. Beautiful. Oh, there's all the settings. Oh, how wonderful. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a bit more lifelike. This is a very brief tutorial on being clever. Okay, bicycle headlights and tail lights. The only supplier of them in the area is very intermittent, and they tend to be of the very lowest quality. You know, like the bike fucking hits a bump or something and the fucking mounts crack and they fall off. You know, that's kind of just how bad they are. And so I've been able to, I'm sure I'm plagued by demons. I'll just say, a torch like this, that's old tomato sauce, but a torch like this, with proper, with cleverly made up mounts, you know, that works quite well as a B scene light and in general sort of absolute darkness, unless it's a full moon. It lights up the road well enough, far enough up the road to see anything that could damage you or cause a crash, you know what I mean? And it enables other road users to see you. And that, so and from that perspective, and the speed range I use and all this sort of stuff, it's perfectly fine, you know what I mean? Clever mounts and aiming it just so, you know what I mean? So it's, say, 15 metres up the road from the general sort of ellipse spread down the road type thing. It's very, very good. But, you know, finding tail lights is actually really, really fucking hard. You've either got to pay a shitload of money, have all sorts of dubious bullshit and mounts and stuff like that. And it gets very, it just, you know. So I'm going to show you. It's hard. There's no traffic crashes, so there's no red plastic laying around, you know, from the lenses of different cars and stuff like that. The rear tail lights and stuff like that, they're a good source of plastic that has impregnated with dyes that is comparatively light fast for a long period of time, you know what I mean? And getting some real gold that's red, or it's real glass that has gold in it that is red, it can be done, but it's, you know, can you cut me a little disc like that? And it's like $25, you know. It's real glass, real proper gold glass is good, you know. And, but, you know, I want something that's light fast. It'll last at least 3 years, you know, out of the sunshine, you know. So what I did is I'm going to teach you how to extract dye, all right? this is a good reason to be. I've never put this out on a piece of fucking glass and put it in the sunshine and see how long it lasts, you know what I mean? These sort of pens, you know? Or the dye from these sorts of pens. But what you do is you fill them, you take off the cap, right? You take off the cap, then you unscrew it, and you fill up the inside most of the way to the top with acetone, right? So that's your solvent. It's a rapidly acting solvent, a rapidly evaporating solvent, and it's the right solvent to suck the dye out of this. Then you need a little bit of an air space in the top, maybe that much of a finger, you know what I mean, of air space. So you've got a bubble, so it'll move, the fucking air will move up there and the dye will move down there, you know what I mean, and you can shake it type stuff, you know, and get the sort of solvent more or less evenly mixed. You don't have to be too particular about it. But then when the pen is full, I've already done two extractions from this because one of these torches had a dud circuit in it, you know, like a defective LED. And then when they're full, watch this. There's a fucking finger. When they're full, you can see how the dye just, the excess solvent just runs everywhere. So I can do the top of that like that, you know what I mean? Or you can shake it, like you can shake the pen so all the solvent runs down, a lot of solvent runs down into the cap, and then you can just pour that up there into, like, so it's like a recess or something. And depending on how thick you put it on, you know, basically, you can, if how much you put on and how thick a layer it dries into. Well, I'll show you this. This is the. I'll adjust the colours. This is to make it look. Yeah, this is to make it sort of. That's kind of how it looks as a tail light. Remember, this is a very bright LED. And trying to get the fucking brightness up there. I've now got a really fucking good tail light, and I've fucked the settings up, but I've got a really good tail light that I can use with a little bit of foam like this to and some insulation tape, you know, and I can make a nice semi-soft fucking mount on the side of the main tube near the back of the fucking bike to make a fucking light, a good tail light for the bike. And now that I've completely fucked the colour settings up, anyway, guys, that's how to do it, how to extract dyes. I don't know how long the dye will last in the sunshine, but keep the bike out of the sunshine. I only need it for half an hour at night type thing in the evening, so you know it should last for a long time like that. And it's pretty cheap to redo the lens. It's like, say, $2 or $3 for a new texter, and you know, I can get two or possibly three dye extraction loads out of it to colour the lens. So, you know, AAA batteries, rechargeable ones are cheap, they last a long time. Well, if you're going to get rechargeable batteries, get the Japanese brand. I forget the fucking brand. But they hold their charge for like... They were recently bought out, I think, by Panasonic. They were Sanyo something or other. And they hold their charge there like they got 90% of their charge like after 5 years, you know what I mean? And I think there's like 3,000 recharge cycles on them. So those sorts of batteries are worth having, you know. Very energy dense, durable, all that sort of stuff. And, fuck. Get off, you fucking cunt. And I've been having a lot of luck lately with the ink. I'll do that for another show. All right, thank you. Colour settings. Oh. But at least you got to see a fair representation of what the tail light actually looks like when it's working, you know? Bye.